USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump deploying federal agents to more American cities to combat violence that he says is getting out of control.
We'll work every single day to restore public safety, protect our nation's children.
The president citing deadly violence, particularly in Chicago, and arguing that he has no choice but to get the feds involved. He called it a rampage of violence, ordering a federal law enforcement surge to the Windy City in particular. Portland, Oregon Mayor Ted Wheeler joining crowds last night in that Oregon city where protests for racial and social justice have been going for over 50 days straight. Wheeler, who is also the city's police commissioner, was at times confronted and booed by the crowd. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's health care costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
U.S. Senate Republicans are expected to reveal what's in their coronavirus relief package today. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt telling reporters yesterday that their stimulus package will come in several bills instead of just one. Blunt said they already came to an agreement with the White House when it comes to testing funds, and they shook hands when it comes to over $100 billion that will be going to schools. Today is opening day for Major League Baseball. Play finally begins after the coronavirus shut down the sport during spring training last March. Each team is set to play a 60-game schedule. Some other changes are in place as well, including National League games using the designated hitter for the first time ever. The defending World Series champion Washington Nationals will host the New York Yankees to get the season started later today. Find us online at usaradio.com.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Increased testing coming to nursing homes in the states hit hard by coronavirus, as President Trump says all personnel in the facilities will be tested at the highest level, explaining thousands of tests that give results in just minutes are now being shipped out to support the effort. On the pandemic overall, the president says,
but we're working with very talented people, very brilliant people, and it's all going to work out, and it is working out.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney says he is trying to remain faithful to the GOP's principles that he grew up with, even as he says his party is going in a very different direction. Romney says he is not certain of the future course of the party. During a webcast Tuesday, he said the GOP under President Trump seems more comfortable with dictators and anti-democratic leaders than ever before. The Pentagon says progress is being made against ISIS in Iraq and Syria. Briefing reporters from Baghdad, Air Force Major General Kenneth Ekman said that the coalition's forces are continuing to put constant pressure on ISIS and will not rest until the organization is defeated. And Kim Kardashian is reportedly meeting with divorce lawyers, a source saying that the situation is that the reality TV star is exploring her options to leave Kanye West. Apparently a recent Twitter rampage by Kanye. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.